Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. I'll be going back to Spain next spring, and already my mouth is watering just thinking about the food I'm going to eat. Everything from pinchos to tapas to platas, heaped with fabulous dishes. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, a few weeks ago we had our globe-trotting pal Cynthia Glover on with us to talk about the little pinchos.
Of course.
So we'll just have her back and talk about
Always
something
a pleasure
bigger.
To have
Hi,
you Cynthia. Back.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So tell us about main plates in Spain.
Well, I have three things to
okay,
bring
cool.
to you. The first is from Madrid, and it's called, please excuse my Castilian, but cocido madrileño.
Well,
it's a large stew, and it's a pot full of all kinds of different meats, usually a brisket, mm-hmm. a chicken, there might be pork bellies, blood sausage, all kinds of things, stewed together in a big pot with chickpeas. And the chickpeas are what makes it different from French pot au feu or Italian
sure,
burrito
sure.
misto.
Yeah, yeah.
So the chickpeas are in there, and then at the end you add vegetables, cabbage, carrots, and celery. But it's a big plate of food.
Yeah, it
and
certainly
people,
sounds like colossal.
It's gigantic. It's
yeah.
for a party. And it's served usually in three courses. The first is the soup, and you might put a little fideo in that. Like that, those are the Spanish pasta that's very much like angel hair pasta.
Uh-huh.
And
so then this is the broth from the pot.
The broth from the pot.
Okay.
And then you serve the vegetables
uh-huh.
and then the meat and the chickpeas. So it's a three-course meal.
Huh.
When I do this, I like to make it in two courses. I
okay.
like to serve the soup in the beginning. The soup turns out it's very clear. It's very delicious. But then I like to make a big platter of the vegetables and the chickpeas and the meat and serve it all at once.
It's a deconstructed stew.
Yes, it is. Exactly.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Made, but made in one pot. Then
it made in one pot.
Made
then you deconstruct
pot.
It.
That's right.
Sounds great.
It's really
mm-hmm.
great.
The second dish I wanted to talk about is from Barcelona, and it's paella, which is really
love it.
Originated in Valencia, but is very, very popular in Barcelona.
Uh-huh.
And that's a rice dish, of course, and it's
bomba.
Bomba rice, exactly.
I love to say that, bomba.
Bomba is the Spanish rice. It's
yeah.
a short-grained rice,
it's
and it's perfect for this. You can also use Italian carnaroli rice, which is a
sure.
little more available, but bomba is the best.
Without
and,
a doubt.
The original paella had rabbit and snails in it. I've never tried that,
no
but
kidding.
It sounds very interesting. The one I love has all kinds of seafood in it, prawns and shrimp
sure.
and mussels and clams. And the two most important things, the rice, of course, but also saffron is really what flavors it.
Yeah.
And it's an expensive spice, but you only need a little bit, a little pinch. So it's not too too expensive.
So Madrid, Barcelona, where's our next
the
stop?
The third one is in Galicia, which is
mm-hmm.
in northwestern Spain. And there, I love octopus and potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a great dish.
It's a wonderful dish. And here we only get frozen octopus, which turns out to be a great thing because then you don't have to beat it against a rock to tenderize it. You can just go ahead and cook. And people cook octopus in all kinds of ways. There's a lot of voodoo about it, but they believe in floating wine corks in the top of the pot.
Yeah, and, yeah, yeah.
You know, all that stuff. The voodoo I personally believe in is to dip the octopus three times in the boiling water, and that sets the color and the skin.
Nice.
And then you cook it, and you cook the potatoes in the same water. And when you serve it, it has olive oil and smoked paprika or regular mild paprika and coarse salt, and that's it.
Well, we're going to put all of these recipes on the website and let people have their own little tour
I agree.
Of Spain. Cynthia, thank you so much. I can tell you had a ball when you were over there.
I did. Thank you.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.